Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Arrest Pep Talk. Well, obviously I'm very tired because I sound tired, and this has taken way too long. I mean, this episode has taken way too long to come out because I had stuff that I had to do, and last week was rough for me. So yeah, but now I'm back and I'm better, and I'm here to run to you guys again. Yeah, I'm gassed. So today I want to talk about friends and acquaintances. It's like a spin-off from my previous episode. But then initially I didn't really know what to talk about. But then I still don't know what to say about friends and acquaintances. But then I just hope that I am able to flow. So yeah. In my previous episode, I talked about how I value my friendships and how my friends are important to me. Yeah, my friends are so important to me. And then how I meet a lot of people. I know a lot of great people. And some of them are my friends. Some of them became my friends. Some of them just remain acquaintances. Like, we just say, hello, hi, how are you doing? Like, we're on that kind of level. We are not on a deep personal level. Yeah, so that is what some people are to me. And some people are, I just have like a really deeper connection with some people. Some people, I'm just not able to connect with them. And then some people, I meet them for the first time, or I see them for the first time, and I think, oh, this person is so annoying, I don't like her vibe. But then later, I get close to the person, and then, like, we become inseparable afterwards. Like, I have examples like that. So, yeah. And mainly today, I don't want to talk about a lot. I want to talk about how come people think, like, people keep saying people are fake friends all the time. Like, I have a couple of people. There are a couple of people that I know. And like, every single time, they're talking about how people are fake to them, how people don't want them to prosper or anything, how people think about themselves and all that. But then, I think, let's say, like, females, for instance, I think we do too much when it comes to the friend area, best friend zone and everything. Like, we do too much. We expect too much from people we are not supposed to be expecting shit from. So then when shit goes sideways, then we keep saying everybody is fake. But then that doesn't have to be the case every day. Have you sat down and then thought about it and then be like, oh, this person, we gel so well, this person, we don't gel so well, so this person is supposed to remain an acquaintance, and then you're not supposed to, let's say, promote the person to being your friend, or like, you're not supposed to have a deeper connection with the person. Like, have you thought about it? Maybe like, you and the person, like, you guys are just supposed to remain acquaintances, because if you do remain friends, maybe it's gonna go sideways and she will go wrong, and then that is when you start to say the person is fake and all of that. So I think, like, you know, right now, they keep saying it is what it is. Like, it is actually what it is. If something is meant to be, it's going to be, like, if you are going to bond so well with a person, it will, like, shit will work out. But then, we human beings, let me use human beings as an example. Like, when we get into a relationship with someone, any relationship at all, being a friendship, being it, you're dating a person, like, we expect shit to happen. Like, I think maybe you like the person so well that you don't allow nature to play the course of things, but then you expect shit to happen. So when things don't happen, that is when, like, disappointment's coming in, all that. So from my point of view, I think I've learned a lot growing up with friends and all of that. I used to do that and say, oh, this person is fake, and then all that, and then end up getting hurt in the process. But then I've learned that everything is not as it seems. So sometimes you just have to allow life to play its course and then like just move on from things. Like, I don't even know what I'm saying right now, but then what I'm trying to say is you don't always have to have a fake friend. But maybe some people are actually fake. I'm not saying people aren't actually fake. I've tried to make friends with people like that. Like, I knew this guy. We were really cool, I think, after high school. I got to know him during the time we were waiting for our results to go to uni. So, like, we became friends. We became cool. But then we were cool, so we went to uni, and then he got a new set of friends. Not that I was jealous, but then everyone was doing well. I made some friends, so I made few friends too. But then it's like he would only call you or text you when like he needs something from you. You feel me? But then I wouldn't necessarily call any person fake. I'll just say that the person is needy, because you're only friends with me because of what you would get from me. So I don't really like to use the word fake to qualify people in my life. But then I think some people are just born like that. Like, they don't know how to value relationships. They don't know how to value friendships. It doesn't mean that they are fake. Or maybe they are fake after all. But then, like I said, it is what it is. Like, if you don't expect too much from people, you don't end up getting hurt or getting disappointed. So sometimes, like I've said, and I'm always, it feels like I'm repeating one thing throughout this episode, but then I will say it and say it again. Just let life play its course. Not all relationships are meant to be, like, are supposed to end up in friendship. You're not supposed to have a deeper connection with any person you try to make friends with. Some people, they are just supposed to remain acquaintances, and like you move on from there, like hello, hi type of shit. You're not supposed to have a deeper connection with everybody. I, for instance, I think I have like very amazing friends, people that are my acquaintances too. Like, they are amazing. I like to keep my relationships on that level. Like, I classify them so that, like I said, you don't expect shit from them, so then you don't end up getting hurt, because shit hurts me a lot. I'm super emotional. So then you keep them there. If you're supposed to have a deeper connection with this person, you have a deeper connection with this person. If you're not supposed to, if they're just supposed to be your acquaintance, you just become your acquaintance. You feel me? Like I said, I have amazing friends. I have amazing acquaintances. I have like amazing people in each category. There are people that I thought like they were never gonna be. I thought like they were just so full of themselves, and I would see them from a distance and I'll be like, I don't think I would like this girl. I don't like her. Yeah, I used to do that a lot. So I actually got to know the person. Like, let's say, if you know me, you know like how close I am with Ernestine or Hanebada. So like, the first time I saw this girl, and then most of you know her as my cousin or something, but she's not. Like, she's a very good friend. Like, you know those kind of friends you call family. That is who she has become to me. But then I saw this girl for the first time at church. We were having a group discussion. We do that like every Sunday morning before we do the main service. So we were doing that, and a friend of mine at that time, like, we are very cool friends too. So that friend brought her to my group. I was in the same group with my friend, and my friend brought Ernestine to my group, right? So Ernestine comes to my group, and I was like, this girl is so full of herself. Like, she didn't see her body too much. Me, I don't like her. I don't think she'll be quite. I don't like her vibe. I was always like that. Till something was actually worrying me, and then, like, there was no one there for me. And I didn't know Nessie that well, but then she was there for me in ways that I didn't expect anyone, like, to do. Like, it was overwhelming, and I'm very grateful for that every single day. those kind of people, like, you meet them and then, like, you click just like that. You know, this relationship is supposed to go here and then all that. And then some people, like, the vibe is just not there. It's supposed to remain on a certain level. Some people, you're supposed to, like, put them just in between their friends and acquaintances. Some people, you're just supposed to let them be your friends. Some people become more than friends. They become family and all of that. So, yeah, that is me. But then your life doesn't have to be, like, every day this person is a fake friend. Every day you need something from someone and a person couldn't deliver. Yeah, people do that also. There are some people, they need something from you, and then when they're not able to get that from you, like, they call you fake. Just because you needed something from someone and the person didn't, like, you couldn't deliver to the person. Am I contradicting myself? I don't even know what I'm saying. Just because you needed something from someone and the person couldn't deliver, it doesn't mean the person are fake. It just means that at that particular time, the person can't help you the way you want the person to help you. It's as simple as that. Don't dig too deep. Like, I don't know what it is with girls, but then we do that a lot. We overthink things. Like, just look at things from the way it seems. Like, don't think too much. I know Jifa is going to listen to this episode, but then Jifa thinks way too much. Jifa wants to put, and Jifa is an amazing friend. She's my roommate, she's my friend, and she's those kind of people that, like, have graduated from being friends to sister. She's so amazing. I love her so much. I like her vibe. She's not judgmental. Like, I love her so much. But then Jifa thinks too much. Jifa wants to put meaning to everything. And it's not bad. It's okay. But then, I'm just saying, you don't have to put a lot of meaning to everything. Sometimes, everything is not what it seems, but then sometimes, it is what it is. So, like, just look at it from, like, a bare perspective. Don't, like, dig down into it. Like, when you try to crack the surface of something, you end up getting hurt. So, like, what's the point? But then sometimes it's good to know. I'm not gonna say it's bad not to know, if that's just right, but sometimes it's really good to know. But then sometimes you just have to leave it. So, yeah, guys, there you have it. Some people are supposed to remain friends. You're supposed to have deeper connection with some people. You're supposed to relate on a whole different dimension with some people. And some people, you're just supposed to keep it at a hello, hi, so that you don't have to call someone a fake friend, or you don't see someone stabbed you in the back. Maybe it wasn't just meant to be, or maybe it wasn't supposed to be how you wanted it to be. So that is it, and don't forget to subscribe, and you'll get to hear me rant again next week. And have a nice week, all of you, and stay healthy, stay safe, stay at home, and yeah, bye. I'll see you again next week.